Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. As you know, last week we had a program on Iran that my wife Pinky and I visited for a couple of weeks. Part of it was to celebrate my 69th birthday. Last week we discussed why we decided to go to Iran and some of the initial things that we found interesting. But more importantly, the great part of the program was interviewing our Iranian tour guide, who I think was very articulate, very knowledgeable, and very friendly, and I hope you enjoyed that program. This week, I'm going to interview one of the 11 people that we had on the tour. As I said last week, one of the reasons why we went on this particular tour to Iran, because most people, you know, given the tension that exists between the U.S. and Iran and the rest of the world, sort of wonder, you know, why we went. And of course, one of the reasons is that we went with the Harvard Museum of Natural History, a group that we have traveled with in the past and felt really comfortable with. And among the attributes of going with the Harvard Museum of Natural History group is that the travelers you go with as part of the tour are sophisticated travelers. And one of them that I decided to interview for today's program is Sheila Gallagher, a lawyer, corporate lawyer, initially from the Midwest and studied in Michigan and Wisconsin, and then took her first job in Alaska and transferred and lived the rest of her life in Alaska. So we will get to that interview shortly. I also wanted to give you an idea of who was on that tour with us. There were two attorneys, a couple from New York, Tom and Kathy. Kathy, of course, is no longer practicing. She became very disillusioned with the real estate practice during that bubble phase in the U.S. economy, and did not feel comfortable with the things the clients were requesting be done. And she changed a career, sort of like I have done. Of course, I waited to the till I was 67, but she did it much earlier. And interestingly, she got into the culinary arts in terms of cooking and specializes in what people ate in former times, and will put together a dinner for groups of people on, for example, a banquet that would have been served in the Middle Ages. And so she's a specialist in foods and where they come from and the history, and was very interesting as we went through the different meals in Iran, which was incidentally very, very healthy food, very tasty food. It got a little monotonous for us with a lot of kebabs and a lot of stews, but it was always good and it was always healthy, and we enjoyed it. The other part of the enjoyment was, as you may know, it's in Muslim countries, alcohol is frowned on, and in Iran it's completely illegal publicly, and that's whether it's a hotel, whether it's restaurants, whether it's tourists, whether it's the government, publicly there's no alcohol permitted. And we had kind of fun tasting non-alcoholic beer. We finally found one that based on German technology, and there were quite a few of them. I think we probably ended up tasting something like 15 throughout our trip, which we ended up liking the best. But there was Kathy and Tom, and they were very ardent studiers of what we were going to see, and incredibly ardent photographers, both of them, all the shooting all over the place as we visited these monuments. The great couple, and it was fun to have their enthusiasm and the way they studied what we were going to be visiting. We had Helen and Dave, who were she's English and he American, but they were diplomats. So they've been diplomats all their life, and of course had visited mostly in the Southeast, in Asia, not Latin America and the Americas, but they had an awful lot to offer, given their experiences throughout all the different places that they have had worked and visited. There was Gwen Williams. We called her Mother Superior because she dressed, she bought one dress, which is the chador, which goes from, in black, goes from the head, covering the all the hair, and like a nun, all you see is her face and her hands, and flows all the way down to the ankle. So she looked like a nun, not only the way she dressed, but the way she behaved and her face and all. And we called her Mother Superior, and she was a former English school teacher. And very sophisticated traveler and a great companion. We had another lady Anne, who lived in New York, and she had visited and done the same trip and tour last year. Obviously, she enjoys that particular tour tremendously. Then, of course, we had the two tour guides. And this trip was kind of special because we had somebody from the Harvard Museum of Natural History, the one who does the travel planning, Lauren Brook from Boston, and added a dimension that was really quite interesting to see how these trips are made. And interestingly, only about 40% have a Harvard connection. And in our group, the only one, besides myself, who had a Harvard connection, was Tom, who went both to college and to law school. His practice is litigating in intellectual property matters. Those are the people we had there, and they added a great dimension. As I said, it's really one of the important things, I think, whether where you study and where you work and where you serve in philanthropic or civic boards, is the people you are with in these different activities that you end up learning so much from. And that was one of the great aspects of the group that we had in this particular tour. After we listened to Sheila, which will come on right after the break, I want to go into a discussion of, did we feel secure? I mean, how do you feel within the country once you're there? And another question, of course, is how the government is run and what's taking place now. The election is going to be the 14th of June, and what's happening there? How are candidates chosen, and what can be expected in that regard? And how do people feel? I hope we can get to the question of the how do people feel about the nuclear armament issue that is such a big topic, in the world today, vis-a-vis Iran. So after this break, we'll be right back with my interview of Sheila Gallagher and her take on Iran and her experiences as a person, corporate attorney, making a life in Alaska, and some of her other experiences as a traveler. So we'll be right back after this break.